You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
It does appear that the forecast may have gotten a little bit wetter than it was 24 hours ago.
It is slightly wetter than it was simply because we have an area of heat off to the southwest of Iowa and Illinois, and we have little circulations forming right along the edge of that heat. What we'll see over the next several days is a few areas of showers and thunderstorms. We've had some of those today in parts of Iowa and Nebraska, and we think we'll see a few more of those as we go through Sunday. It's not going to rain in all areas at all times, and there will be many dry areas and many dry periods within the next 4 to 5 days. But we do see at least some rain that is taking shape for the Corn Belt. But here's an interesting statistic. If you look at rainfall since August 1st, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa each received 1.58, 2.49, and 1.72 inches of rain, so right around 1.5 to 2.5 inches. Now, last year at this time, we were real worried about both corn and soybeans, but as it turns out, the soybean crop had been at least partially saved by significant rainfall during this period, but look how much rain there was 1 year ago. Illinois, over the same period, this is starting August 1st, had just over 6 inches of rain, while Indiana had just under 6 inches of rain, and Iowa had just over 3 inches. So the real question is, how much rain do we need to have the type of impact that we had last year? And we just don't see anywhere near that much rain coming.
And in the second week of the forecast, it doesn't look like we'll get that kind of rain either, sort of weak frontal systems, right?
Well, we do have a front that comes through right around Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and that'll bring the best chance for rain to a large portion of the Corn Belt. We're only looking at scattered one-third to two-third inch amounts with that front, simply because at this time of the year, we don't have the humidity levels in place like we do in the summer, and we don't have low-level winds feeding in with the nighttime low-level jet stream that exists in the summer. So it's a lot harder to get real big rain events once you get into September, October, and even into November just because of the way our climate is. So there is some rain out there, not only over the next 5 days, but once again next week. But, you know, total rainfall at the top end of things, we would think would be in the half-inch to one-inch range, and we don't think the coverage on that would be real high.
But the temperature is also warming up a little bit, so evaporation possible, I suppose.
Well, yeah, and one thing to keep in mind is that average high temperatures at this time of the year are only in the upper 70s. So when you see high temperatures in the 80s and 90s at this time of the year, that's really far above average by more than 10 degrees at several, or at least most locations. We really should be turning a lot cooler right now, and that's just not the case, at least for the next 7 days.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.